So exactly 5 years ago today was the most tragic day of my life. It's the day that I lost my dad, Fred, to a pain pill overdose. And I've shared a lot over the years about how much that motivated me, the passion it gave me, helped me find my purpose. But even after 5 years, just seeing what happened to him that day, seeing the demise of what happened to his life and how it was completely destroyed by the nightmare that is the current medical model, it continues to haunt me every single day. You know, people ask me all the time, they're like, you know, you're so passionate, so fired up about the importance of like soft tissue treatment and getting this to the right people. And I talk about this all the time. The conservative model is completely fucking broken. You know, physical therapy doesn't do anything. I've been outspoken about chiropractic, and people aren't getting the care that they need, and then they end up in bigger problems like pain pills, injections, and surgeries. And unfortunately, it's just getting worse and worse as it goes. So, had a lot of time this week to reflect, be sad, think about what happened to my dad because, you know, as life gets crazy and things get hectic, you forget about what your true passion and your true purpose is. So, on this week's episode, I actually wanted to share a video I made from a couple years ago, and it's an audio clip about what actually happened to my dad, how it motivated me, why it makes me have the passion that I have, and I wanted to share it with all of you so you get a better insight about why we need to be more vocal. We need to be the primary care providers for injuries with soft tissue treatment because people can't keep ending up like this and things are getting worse. So I wanted to share this with you this week. I hope you enjoy it. It's already been 2 years. I can't believe how quick 2 years go by, and haven't made a full-blown video about this and my dad's death and the real circumstances behind it. One thing I always wanted to talk about, and they talk about all the time, is the idea of like your why and your purpose. You know, so many people struggle with the idea of what they do or why they do it. My purpose is really clear. For me and for what I've seen is it's a really dark place that I've been to, and I allow myself to go there every day. And it's been 2 years since my dad died, and the circumstances around his death have completely molded who I am and how I've shifted my practice and my model to really trying to get the idea of making chronic injuries obsolete. So I just want to tell, you know, quick remembrance and idea of what happened to my dad on his last day. I would say that was probably the worst day of my life, but nothing compared to what he went through. So, a little background on my dad. My dad died at 58. Before that, my dad was a top-notch athlete, played professional baseball, was one of the best referees in all of New York State. It all started with a minor knee injury that he ignored for a long time. And he even started seeing me for that injury when I first got out of school and I really didn't know what I was doing. And just kind of tried to piece it together. Over time, that injury got worse and worse and started with one surgery. You know, he had a knee scope and thought he was going to be okay. Ultimately, that knee scope didn't do well, had a second knee scope, and eventually he had to have a third knee replacement. And he was done functioning, done being in life, you know, couldn't do the things he loved, like playing basketball, refereeing basketball, or even doing stuff in the yard. And that was the beginning of his downfall. And eventually, what happened was his hips started going bad. So they did a hip scope. Then they did a hip replacement. So now we're up to five surgeries. Later on down the road, he started having low back problems and started with one lumbar fusion, eventually a second lumbar fusion. Now we're up to seven surgeries. And we have this in my office to remind patients of the true cost of procedures for things and how medicine is a big business. And overall, when you add it up, my dad had over $1 million of work done to his body. The problem was he thought that's what it was, what he needed and what was going to be right. And it just made him worse. I watched the man deteriorate to the point where all he could do was get around in a walker. He could barely function and he had to switch to pain pills. And my dad never drank. He never took drugs. He was always very healthy. And now you saw this man on pain pills who couldn't even form a freaking sentence. He'd be sitting there talking to you and he'd pass out in the middle of the day because he was all jacked up on pain pills. Anyone that's seen the effects of pain pills knows how bad it really is. And it was just horrible. I remember being embarrassed of who my dad was and what he'd become, and just made me sick and reminding myself that this happened because of the medical system. Sure, my dad might have needed a surgery here and there, but he didn't need seven surgeries. He didn't need that. Medicine is a big business. And those surgeons got paid a lot of money to do what they did, and they ultimately ruined his life and got him on pain pills, which you think would be bad enough. You know, people on pain pills have a bad enough fate. A lot of them just overdose and they die in their sleep. Those are the lucky ones. Here's what happened to my dad. 2 years ago, it's a cold night in October, and he never slept good because he had pain and he was on the pain pills. So he went out back to watch the stars and sat on the back porch. It was midnight. And they think he messed up the dosage of his pain pills and he passed out. And when he fell down and he hit his head. And he hit his head so hard that he bit through his tongue. And as he bit through his tongue, he swallowed his tongue. But it didn't like fully kill him then. He just laid there on the back porch freezing for 6 hours before anyone found him. 6 hours out there in the cold, swallowing your tongue, just laying there. I pray to God every day that he was unconscious and didn't feel that. But something inside of me reminds me that he did. He felt every aspect of that, and that kills me to my core to think about that and what happened with that. So they found him 6 hours later. He wasn't dead. He had severe hypothermia. They rushed him to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, he coded 3 times. They brought him back. He didn't have a DNR written down. He didn't have anything like that. Throughout that course of the day, he coded 8 times. 8 times in one day, they had to resuscitate him and bring him back. I was down in Florida, and I wasn't able to get there right away, so I had to hop a plane and get up there in the middle of the night, walk into a hotel, not a hotel room, walk into a hospital room and walk in and see my dad there. And that look, and when I first saw him, I'll never get that out of my mind. It's the darkest place I've ever been. My dad was swollen. He was bloated. I barely recognized him. He had tubes coming out of him. One of the tubes was so bad that blood was just gushing out. And there he was just laying there, brain dead. And I'm looking around at my family and no one had any idea what to do. And I had no idea what to do. This was all sudden. And there he was, 58 years old, the epitome of what used to be health, completely dead, swelled up, bloated, and blood coming out of him. I made the decision right there to take him off life support, and we slowly weaned him off. And I don't know if you guys have ever been around someone as they're dying. It's the most horrific time in the world because you sit there. And once you take them off the life support, you just watch the machine. I remember watching it. It was his heart rate. And it slowly started going down and down and down. And I remember just watching that heart rate machine for an eternity until finally that last beep went. And then he flatlined. And that was it. And I remember I went over, held his hand and told him I loved him, gave him a kiss on the forehead. And it all hadn't set in yet. And I walked back out to the lobby and I just sat there. And I remember thinking to myself, like, why did this have to happen? How did this have to happen? Like, this is a damn shame. And I remember I got angry at what had happened to him. And this happens to people all the time. The system is completely corrupt and broken, and people are dying every single day from improper diagnosis, improper treatment, and getting surgeries that they don't need, all in the idea of making a buck or two. And that's disgusting. It's disgusting what healthcare has become. It's completely ruined, and we're in this horrible pain pill epidemic because people aren't becoming good doctors. The pharmaceutical companies are running everything, and he had to suffer, and I see this all day long. Pain pills are ruining our life and what they are. I made it my mission that day to figure out something that I can do to try to combat pain pills. I want to end pain pills. I even created a movement called End Pain Pills Movement. My ultimate goal is to make a documentary about all this and what happened, and let people know my dad's story so they can really understand the ramification of what's going on with healthcare. It's disgusting what it's become. But I'm glad this happened to me. I feel that this is the gift that my father gave me, and this is the thing that he gave to me to get out to the world so this doesn't have to happen to other people. Things have to change, and I hope that you don't have to experience what I experienced, and no one has to have a last day like my dad has. Had to have. This is just disgusting, but this is my purpose. This is who I am, and this is who I want to be. I want to change the way healthcare is done and revolutionize it by actually fixing people and making people more optimal in their health, in their wellness, and functioning better so they don't have to end up face down on a back porch, swallowing your tongue, bloated, and blood coming out of your mouth. I know that might sound dark, but that's the place that I go because it motivates me. When I'm having a bad day and I don't want to do that, I remember what my dad went through and what I saw, and I want to change the world and change how healthcare is becoming. And I thank my dad for giving me that. I just wish he didn't have to suffer for it.
Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, The Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.